Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We're on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you. But what I wanted to share with you today, if you get your Bibles out, I want to just share a little bit on the Holy Spirit and working together with him. So there's a scripture in Zechariah verses chapter 4, verse 6. Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And I really want to encourage you. My testimony, I cannot do this in my own strength. And Jesus, when he said to his disciples, when he had been resurrected from the dead before he ascended, he said, "Wait till you receive power on high." Because the Lord knew that the life that he's called us to live is impossible without the Holy Spirit. It's the person, the Holy Spirit, and the power that he brings. And I just know the life I try to lead is actually, yes, I live in Christ, honor the Father, glorify the Father, but by the Holy Spirit. And I just really want to encourage us as a church today is that our mission is to go and partner with the Holy Spirit. And I just really believe, as the Lord has taken us into a season of fruitfulness, is the outworking of God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives. Now, I really believe this: the Holy Spirit has been an incredible attack throughout the church. There's incredible stats out there, which is very sad to hear, is that they say, maybe it's an American-based thing, is that up to 95% of the church wouldn't even know if the Holy Spirit had been in their meetings or not. That is very scary. You know, we can do that. We can program God out of everything that we do. And even in our daily lives, you know, the Holy Spirit is not to put on show, and it's not to be expressed just on a Sunday morning. He's there for us to live life and to live in Christ. And he's been sent to make much of Jesus. And I want to just really encourage you. I just really believe we all have to grow in our relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's not just an add-on. He's God, the Holy, and he was sent as a gift to us to work out Christ in our lives. And I believe it's such an important thing. If we would work out our relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, there's something of the dimension of God that you will experience that we don't always experience in our lives. The book of Acts, why is it called the book of Acts? It's called the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And immediately, if you go and read the book of Acts, and we see from where Jesus says, "Wait to receive power, and you'll be my witnesses," to the pouring out of the Spirit, to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then we start to see the expression of the Holy Spirit right through that time. That's how the early church operated. And we're not different today. God, the Holy Spirit, still wants to work in and through every one of us. If it's just the pastor that's operating under the Holy Spirit, we have missed it. We have absolutely missed it. And it's to walk with the Holy Spirit is not just to be prophetic. To walk with the Holy Spirit is to have a relationship with Him. And the Scripture says to be led by Him. Now, if you go and read the book of Acts, you will see is that the Holy Spirit, when they were getting together in Acts chapter 13, it says, the Holy Spirit set aside Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have for them. And I want to just encourage you, it was not just Paul and Barnabas, it's every one of us. And I don't know how your relationship is with God, the Holy Spirit. I don't know what your relationship is. Do you work with Him? Are you in a place where you are open to Him? Because He's been sent to work with us. And you know, He's so gentle that He never pushes His way into our lives. He's the gentle portion of God's Spirit. He's the one that loves us, but will never force Himself upon us. And I just really believe the dimension of the church on earth, as we honor Christ and we live in Christ, we got to work together with God, the Holy Spirit. He is incredible. I don't know, it takes time to work out a life with Him. You've got to be tender. You've got to be sensitive, because you can just push Him out. But when you open up your heart to work with God, the Holy Spirit, His person, God, the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to work in your life, I want to just say to you, as much as Jesus loves you, so does God, the Holy Spirit. He loves you. He loves you. He birthed Christ in you. And He's come to dwell. The Scripture tells us that He's come to dwell inside of you. And I've just, as I've tried and walk in life, this thing of being led by the Holy Spirit is such a key aspect of all our lives, is that I believe it's our success in our lives when we allow the Spirit of God actually to lead us and to guide us. Because He will bring us into the fullness of Christ. He will bring us to doing what we're meant to do. And I really do believe is this thing of being independent of Him rather than being dependent upon Him is a danger for the church. Because many of us, including myself, is that we don't come and ask for instructions. We come to Him and we say to Him, I'd like to do this. Can I have permission? But rather, we need to be taking instruction from Him. Because if we are led by the Spirit of God, we must realize that He is also Lord. What does that mean? He's also Master. And He's the one that can direct us and lead us and guide us. So this comes down to the nitty-gritty of life in all that we do. It's not to go to the cupboard and say, Lord, what clothes must I wear? Where you can do that. But it comes to every aspect. It's not just the big decisions in life. It's in everything. You know, just a simple thing. On Friday morning, we were at the National Elders and we'd seen all our friends and talked to them. So I just made a simple prayer. I just said, Lord, just bring me to people I don't know in the thing. And it was absolutely amazing. Is that there were two incidents that I never orchestrated. That just was in a coffee queue and it was in a time of tea time. I could actually go and meet people I've never met before. It's that simple. And I want to encourage you, whether you are cooking, whether you are working, whatever you are doing, work together with God, the Holy Spirit, as never before. There's a dimension that we've got to grow. You see, the church has got to be into a place to be Spirit-filled, that the presence of God can be in our lives. And I know this, that when we submit to the Lordship of the Holy Spirit, there was something of a dimension that will take place in your life. And I want to just say it's such an exciting place where you work together with Him. Now, does this distract from Christ? No. Does this distract from the Father? The Holy Spirit always honors the Father and the Son in every way. But we need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, what causes the Holy Spirit not to operate in our lives? Firstly, I want to just say is that He's gentle. And if He's gentle, we can be very hard and very harsh. And when we become hard and harsh, and I sometimes get like that, is that when I've got to change my ways, I've got to repent, and I'm going to say, Lord, forgive me. But when I'm tender, when I'm sensitive, then I hear Him. Because He's got a voice, and He begins to speak to us. You know, the early church never had the Scriptures. Do you know that? They had the Old Testament. They had the Old Covenant. But they never had the writings of the New Testament. They haven't been given yet, yet the Holy Spirit wrote the New Testament. How did they operate? They operated by being led by the Spirit of God. The Lord led them and the miraculous started to take place. The supernatural was a reality. And they worked together with Him. And we see, even if you go and read the book of Acts again, the dimension of God, and we look at Ananias and Sapphira where they were, where their hearts were blurred, where they didn't declare what they were giving to the church and they fell down dead. There was a dimension of God Almighty and His righteousness there. And I really want to encourage us is that we got to find this again. And I want to encourage you as you live your life in Christ, work together with the Holy Spirit. As you walk with Him, honor Him, and you'll sense His manifest presence. You know, David said, please don't take your Spirit away from me. And this aspect of a dimension of God is, I believe, lacking in the church. There's another stat that many of the church don't even know who the Holy Spirit is, and they don't want to know Him. And I want to encourage you, yes, you might know Christ, and you might know the Father, but you need to get to know God, the Holy Spirit, because it's a triune God, and they work together. And there's a dimension of Him as we're going to go forward, because the Bible says, follow Jesus, but the Bible also says, be led by the Holy Spirit. And we've got to be led by Him. He's God Almighty. He's the administrator of the church. He's the one that brings life and brings the life of God. And He's the one that actually brings the power of God into our lives. And as we allow Him to do that. But there are some things that actually grieve the Holy Spirit, that stop Him from working in our lives. And firstly, because remember, He's holy. He's different. He's God Almighty. He doesn't operate in sin. And as soon as sin comes into our lives, we shut Him down. He doesn't leave us, but we shut Him down in our lives. That tenderness of knowing His presence in our lives is gone. How do we deal with that? We've got to deal with sin. We've got to get to a place where we acknowledge our sin, and we've got to come and we've got to ask God to forgive us, and we must repent. What does repentance mean? We've got to change our ways. We can't just continue our own ways that we did before. We've got to get into the new path and follow Him and get out of that. How do we continue to grieve Him? When we resist His leading, when we know He's leading us and we say, no, I'm going to do it my way. And He's so gentle in doing that. Sometimes we don't even hear what He's actually saying to us, but we push our own way. And I want to just encourage you, don't resist His leading. When we refuse, when He comes and He brings this whole thing of walking in Christ to bring us into the image of Christ, when we refuse to change, because all of our characters are being challenged, all of our outworking of becoming to grow into the character of Christ, where He comes to bring change to our lives, and we resist that, that grieves Him. When we put our will above His will, when we don't submit to His will, Father, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, these sound very simple things, but I'm telling you, when you deal with these things on a daily basis, and you know, when you think you're in the right place, that's when you're not in the right place. Because then you come to Him and you say, Holy Spirit, reveal these things to me. What are the things that are causing me to grieve You? You'll be absolutely surprised when God begins to reveal those things. We cannot walk with blinkers. When we embarrassed of Him, that also grieves Him. When we don't welcome Him into our lives and we don't welcome Him into what we are doing together, that causes us to resist Him. And then also when we begin to criticize, criticism and gossip, and we start to speak evil of people, that just destroys the presence of God Almighty. And I want to just say is that as I encourage you here today, work with God the Holy Spirit. I've just seen it as a success of this church plant, of what we're doing. I believe we can push Him out, we can theorize Him out, we can put Him into a place where we can say, well, we don't need You, we've got a program, we've got to outwork in what we're wanting to do. But you bring Him in and you welcome Him and you honor Him for who He is. He will bring Christ and the fullness of Christ into your life. So I don't know where your relationships are with God, the Holy Spirit. You see, if you've got the outworking of church, I want to say you've got the wrong thing. Because when you've got an outworking of Christ and you find Christ through the Holy Spirit and honor God through that, that's when you find life and you find the truth that God has for us. So I really want to encourage you is this life that God has got, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. And if you just evaluate your lives, and it sounds like a very simple message, but I'm telling you, it's profound in all that you do. Whatever you face, whatever you're doing, work together with God, the Holy Spirit. He'll bring you to the wisdom of Christ. He will bring you to the power of Christ. He will bring the fullness of God. And as you submit to Him and you say, well, come, Holy Spirit, teach me the Word. Who's the author of the Scripture? The Holy Spirit. And if He's the author of the Scripture, teach me the Word of God. And He is the greatest teacher. As much as we go and we have books and we have YouTube and we have Google and all those things and the books that we have, allow the Holy Spirit to actually teach you in these things. I remember those early years when I first gave my heart to the Lord. I said, Holy Spirit, teach me to pray. I don't know how to pray. Teach me how to pray. And it's amazing when you do that, how He takes you to the Word and He reveals things. I find every morning when I have my daily devotions, I say, Lord, this is Your Word. Will You open up Your Word to me? Because, you know, God doesn't, you can't remember everything that you read every morning, but there's highlights as He highlights things to you. And then I take that as He leads me, I take that and I make sure I respond to that. And I respond to it through prayer and I have dialogue with Him and do these things. And then I find that in this relationship with Him is that thanksgiving must be the key outworking of life, that praise must come. So when we face things in life, the Scripture says, be thankful in all circumstances. Allow that. And you just find that brings His presence into your lives. So out of this also is that the Holy Spirit brings the presence of God into our lives. Now, we can walk the Christian walk, and it can be dull, it can be dry, but when you walk with the Holy Spirit, this manifest presence of God becomes a reality. Now, when last did you experience by yourself, not in the context of gathering, you yourself experienced God's manifest presence? When last was that? Maybe you drive, because I believe it's a reality. It should be for all of our lives. Is that, when was that? Maybe it's never happened. And I want to encourage you, it shouldn't be like that, because God wants to reveal Himself to all of us. And I want to encourage you to, as you seek the Holy Spirit and allow Him to honor Christ and to bring glory to the Father, your dimension of your walk with God will grow in dimensions and outworking of God as never before. It's not just the fruits of the Spirit. It's not just speaking in tongues. It's not just prophesying. It's relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. He's holy. He's holy. And I have found in my walk is that, yes, I live in Christ and I love my Lord and I love our Lord. I love our Father. But I just found in that the Lord keeps on teaching me to walk with the Holy Spirit. To also to walk with the Holy Spirit. You know what the Lord has been saying in my heart many a time? He's been saying in my heart, Mark, the Holy Spirit loves you. And we always don't have a comprehension. Maybe that's an area of my life that I haven't always understood, but He loves us, and you can trust Him. You can trust Him. As He gives direction and He gives His instruction to us, you can trust Him, because He brings honor to God and He brings the life of God to our lives. So I really want to encourage you. I trust you've been filled with the Spirit of God, because you need that power. But it's not good enough of that. You need to have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. You've got to walk with Him and be led by Him. You see, otherwise you're going to live man-made life. You're going to live in the flesh. You're going to live in a dimension of earth, and you're not going to live in a dimension of God. And I really want to encourage you in all that you live. It's not just the big decisions in the very essence of life. Trevor, I think you're on a journey to discover the Holy Spirit. You're going through a tough time at the moment. But God is on your side, and He's for you. He's not against you, and He wants to lead you. And as you work with Him, He will guide you and He will direct you. All of us. All of us are facing challenges. There are things ahead of all of us. I don't even know. You know, trials and tribulations will come to all of us. But how do you get through those? Do you ask God to remove them? But walk with God, the Holy Spirit. He'll get you through that. Incredible, incredible God, the Holy Spirit. May you get to know Him. May you get to love Him. May you get to be led by Him. May you get to experience His manifest presence. And I like to pray for us now and just open up our hearts and just to Him. And maybe you've never had a relationship with Him. Yes, maybe you've even been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And maybe you speak in tongues and all those things. But maybe you've never had a relationship with Him. And I'm asking you today to open up your heart and work with Him and partner with Him and get to know Him and as He loves you and He wants to reveal Christ to you and He wants to reveal the fullness of God to you. Let's open up our hearts to Him. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we've come to this time this morning, we know that You want to take us deeper and wider into the things of God. And Father, we realize is that You've sent Your Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to reveal Yourself to us. And Lord, as You live inside of us, you said to us, wait for the Holy Spirit and His power that He might bring glory to Your name. And Father, I pray for every individual here today that, Lord, that we would open our hearts and our lives to an intimate relationship with You, Holy Spirit. I pray for that relationship that every one of us, that where we've been distant from You, where we've been hardened to You, where we've resisted You, will You please forgive us? Holy Spirit, we ask for forgiveness. Where we've pushed You away, where we haven't allowed You to lead us and guide us, where we've lived according to our own desires and our own abilities. Will You cleanse us of all that unrighteousness by the blood of Christ? And then bring us into this depth of knowing You, Holy Spirit, to bring glory to Christ. So Holy Spirit, I just ask that You would just take every individual here and online into a greater depth of knowing God, a greater depth of knowing Your presence, that there be a liberty and there be a freedom, that, Lord, we will continue to be in a place of hearing what You are saying to us. So we thank You for that liberty and that freedom now in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thanks. Thank you.